Sorry, I do you. I think it's something get these weird dreams because I think the CPAP machine, something gets wrong with it, so I'm like getting this brain out of oxygen, I think. So I like wake up kind of out of breath is my guess, although it doesn't happen every night, so I have a little trouble double checking on that. But anyway, I had this dream that I was reading a statement, was it against the law or something, or against a new regulation proposal that had doctors like writing a check and then doing an assessment on whether like school children are sick or something. Something like that. Something. let's see. So it's happening. So there's like something like a public hearing or something happening at the LA County Supervisors meeting building. And then we went there, and it was like one of these typical, at the beginning, it was one of these typical submit your like 1 minute 30 second statement in support of some vote or in opposition of the vote. And let's see, I think I was like opposed. No, I think I went there unprepared, underprepared. So I didn't prepare my statement that I was gonna say during the public comment. Instead, I printed the previous statement, which was like 5 pages double-sided. No, 5 pages, so I was like 3 pages double-sided. Although that makes sense that you have 5 pages for the public comment, because public comments are short. And then so I printed it. It was even mine, the previous statement, but it was someone else, either me or someone else, against a similar, against the first review of that law. The law, it had an acronym. It was it like the season law? Season, something with an S. Anyway, the Season Act. But at some point in the dream, this morphed into me. I don't know the term, but maybe like the public defender submitting an opinion against the law. It was no longer just a public comment at that point. Something like that. So we walk in from like the visitors area. We walk in into the supervisors meeting room. And I spent some time walking around, just checking out the a little bit of the finishing of the architecture, because unlike the actual building in this dream, the room's wall were a little bit of like a makeshift wall, so. The walls were detachable, so you could drag them around. So from the outside, before entering the room, you could see these like 7 feet tall wall. I think it was 7 feet tall wall. And then towards the on the entrance side, they're not even 7 feet, they're like going from like 5 feet on the far end to 7 feet in the middle. So like it had this like increasing slope. And let's see. Increasing slope, and the two walls that made up that touched, and then there's a tall part in the middle that the two walls touch, and then under it is a little bit of like a arch carve out in which you place the door normally. Now these two walls that are like touching, they're not in a straight line. What the heck? They're, is it concave or convex? I think it's concave, like protruding out slightly at like 20 degrees. And then under it, I think it's a sl no, it's not an arch carve out, it's just a straight carve out for the doors, but at an angle. So it will be an arch door, except it's angled. It's like straight lines. Now, the door does not align exactly with the angle at which this cutout is made. It's like smaller in some parts. So, for some reason in the dream, what I was worried about is I was like pushing the door and be like, there's like openings. Like you can't shut close this door. And also even like the room itself, like the house, well, it felt really like a house. You can't close this shut. There's like gaps. Why did the gaps bother me? Were like blocks entering? I don't know, something like that. But like I was like trying to adjust, and I was like, oh gosh, this is not gonna work. Because none of the cutouts are made to like fit. And while I was doing that, I think one of the people who was on our side was also gonna submit a public comment, walked by to enter the room, and I think it was a her, and I have no idea who she might be off based off on the dream, but this person is like, oh, she say, what is this? So she was holding this paper that had, it was like a briefing paper that the Board of Supervisors issued to the people slightly aligned with the government who are gonna come to submit a public comment. So it was this briefing paper showing what this board meeting touching on this agenda item was gonna be like, and it had a picture printed on it. I think there's like a table kind of format, like how people make draw tables inside Word to like kind of try to have the content organized, and then a picture. Now this picture was it showing her, but someone giving public comment, and also next to it there's this doctor. Because we saw the other doctor because this person is wearing a typical like white gown. So this doctor is there, and she's like, "Who's this guy?" I'm like, "I don't know." Well, it looks like they're bringing a doctor to somebody the public comment, and we should like try to persuade the guy to be on our side, or no, I think somehow by looking at this pamphlet, we could tell that the doctor. How are we supposed to tell that? But looking at that sheet of paper had the effect of like watching a little video clip of that person talking somehow. So after looking at it, we understood, oh, this guy is gonna say X, Y, and Z. They're gonna be like this highly technical facts, like medical technical facts, that are gonna support our argument. But the problem is this guy's public comment is like a standalone. It's just like, public comment number 55 or something, and he goes up and then says a few things, and that's it. So she was like, "Dude, we need to, like, that's fine that he does that, but we also, I guess since it's fine he's gonna do that," I remember that happening in the dream. "So since it's fine that he stays there, because I think one thing we could have done is just remove him from there and just straight up bring on as part of my case." So at this point in the dream, my dream had morphed into this, I guess, this attorney making his case over a jury kind of setting. So I was gonna bring up this doctor and be like, "Is it true that X, Y, and Z?" And the doctor would be like, "Yes, it's bad for the children," or, "there's concerns," or something. And then you'll be make an impression. So she said, "Okay, like, I'm gonna go into this separate section of the room where, only we can get to enter. So there I'm gonna try to find this doctor and talk to him and see if he can arrange that." I was like, "Great." So she went to do that, and then I had my like quickly drafted statement in hand. And yeah, I guess the main point of tension is how underprepared I was to do whatever I was supposed to say. I was gonna say here. So I think the hearing starts. So let's see, who came to the hearing? It's like a small group of like, I don't know, eight people or something. And then three of them are like community parents, like they're clearly not like lobbyists or anything, they're just people living there, and they're like parents mostly. Are they Korean? Maybe. And they're brought by, was it brought by us? Something like that. Then her, and then the other doctor. My role there kept shifting, but it started, this hearing started, and they're going through like the opening remarks and then a bunch of public comments. And I think I walk backstage because I'm gonna emerge from the back. So at that point, yeah, I guess I was like a public defender. So I'm like preparing it, and I'm hearing the people make their statements, and the main person we are up against is one of the supervisors. I guess that supervisor is to whom all these public comments are elected. Like, she was required by law to have this public comment session for this law, the Citizens Act. It's like, okay, fine, we'll have a small public comments and, listen to what people have to say, and then we're gonna vote yes and pass this bill. Although it was only that supervisor, and I don't know why it reminds me of Yvonne Burke. Wasn't she District 3 African American woman supervisor? So anyway, I think it was Yvonne Burke. And I think she was she conservative, I think. So there's Yvonne Burke, and she's saying all these things, I think, in support of the bill. And then I'm listening, I'm like, wow, I'm like unprepared and like not ready. Like, for example, I know it's called the Citizens Act, so in the dream, I know it's called the Citizens Act, but I'm not fully sure. Like, I missed some portions of her speech while distracted. So I'm not even sure if our group, if you're for the Citizens Act or against the Citizens Act. Like, I'm confused. And I don't want to say something stupid. That is kind of like embarrassing and also like lower the credibility of what we're trying to do. So, what do I do? I was trying to a little bit panickedly listening to the supervisor's statement and trying to figure out, okay, so we are against her. Is she for the bill or against the bill? Because then that will determine our, then I will find out what our stance was. And then I looked at the statement and I was like, oh, wait a second, I forgot to cross out something. So I crossed out some more, added some words. And then all the people who made these statements, they're done, and it was like my turn. So right before it was my turn, I pulled out the folks. This is strange because the people who are giving the public comments were sitting now at this stage in the dream, they were sitting on the back side. So like they're sitting in like the stage, I guess, or the atrium. And after making the statement, they would exit through the back, like where the supervisor exits. Not in the front where the public is sitting, watching the meeting. They're not there. So there's like five of us in the public comments backstage stand. Not backstage, but like, back stand. And I was like, hey, I have a question. So I pulled her aside, and also the other people came with me. Us. So it was just the supervisor sitting in the atrium or standing in the atrium, and there's a risk that she's gonna finish and be like, look back and be like, wait a second, where did everyone go? And also now it's the turn of this other guy, and like, where is he? And all that. So there's a little bit of that risk, but we pulled back and into the backstage, and I was like, hey, I don't know what their stance is, and also I feel unprepared. And then she goes, okay, did she say, I don't think she say whether they were for or against the bill, but gave me like some other fact sheet that had like even more information. I was like, here. And I was like, oh gosh, I'm like even less prepared. But I carefully listened to his first speech as I was like walking back to the atrium, And I was like, oh, okay, so it's called the Season Act, and I think we are against it. And the reason I couldn't tell was because the other people came to give the public comment, like, did not come like formally looking, so some people had to like cut their clothes, the clothes of the speakers, kind of makeshift. Now that supposedly added to the confusion of it, but anyway, so it's my turn. So before it's my turn to speak, or was it my turn to speak, but like I pull up in the atrium, sit there, and then the supervisor is like, oh, it's not your turn yet, and keeps talking. And then there's a bit of a verbal altercation between our folks and the supervisor. So I think they came out to the atrium with me and they sat there and they tried to make some argument about he needs more time to speak or something. And he didn't need, like, oh, he needs more time to speak. And then she'll laugh, the supervisor will laugh at that and be like, you guys are not following the meeting protocol or something. And we try to like double down, I try to like double down on that. So I said something, I don't know, something like, well, you know, there's no one else waiting after us to talk, so we don't have a problem making this adjustment, something like that. And they made a bit of a like a facial gesture, like, huh? I don't know, something like that. And that was captured. Why was it captured? Was it like a TV camera recording the meeting? I don't know, but so there's that. And then it's it's kind of like bothered. I said, okay, good, you know, just go and finish your public defender role. So I pull up my paper, which had this printout and a bunch of like strikeouts and had something replacing some old details and trying to like update to the current. So I I'm reading it in this typical speech tone. I go say, hello members of the public. Hello members of the public and Supervisor Burke. I come here to make my statement against the Season Act and blah 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 and so forth in that monotone tone that everyone uses for some reason. Let's see. What time is it? They wake up at like 3? Oh my god, I've been talking for 24 minutes. Yeah, so I woke up around like 3:15. I'm talking. And like barely. It's like very clear to like everyone listening, including the supervisor, that I'm reading a statement that was not originally written for this day, because like I'm doing a couple of things at the same time while reading this. One, I don't like the monotone tone. I'm like trying to actively, like on the fly, adjust it to like a conversational tone, being like, supervisor, I come here in opposition to the Season Act, and like think about it. The like Think about it, like, you know, if children are forced to go through these examinations, then these negative repercussions would follow. And like try to make like conversation tone and kind of like wildly shifting between, or like shifting, but like wildly, like kind of like going back and forth in the spectrum of like a boring formal tone to like a conversational tone, and like just kind of that, and then taking these like relatively long pauses in front of the words I crossed out because I was like losing track of where I was in the statement, like where in the paper am I continuing supposed to be reading, and also some sentence looking and thinking, okay, is this the right replacement of the Dora that's suitable for the current bill? Like trying to decide on that, and it was very clearly like I was getting stuck, and like the statement was not fully ready and stuff. And the supervisor was just laughing, and like, wow, I can't believe this is happening. And yeah, I knew that I was like deep in this. I already had a foot in. I was like, yeah, let's just finish it, keep going, and like, you know, make relatively coherent statement. And that's where I woke up, I think. Okay, maybe I should go drink one more cold water and try to like rinse my nose and then go sleep.